Excited for your first training camp back home?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I stepped out off the airplane yesterday, and I was like, whoa, the heat. I feel it. I'm ready. So, I mean, I'm excited. You know, I'm in shape. I'm ready to go. So.
Had you forgotten about the heat? You'd been out in Cali so long?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, you kind of get spoiled out there, but, you know, I still have family in Georgia. I go back home all the time, so I'm used to it. I'm a Southern boy in heart, so.
Talk about your role with the team. I mean, you know Chud, and you know mm-hmm. his way of spreading the ball around. Where do you fit into the equation?
I mean, I honestly think that I can be, you know, the missing piece that can help this team excel this year. You know, Chud expressed to me his willingness to, you know what I'm saying, give me the ball at times and just let me do what I do. And then, you know, obviously my versatility going out playing special teams, running back, fullback, whatever it needs, you know what I'm saying, I'm ready. So I'm excited about the potential of being out here and just going at it. So.
Let me ask you, because you might have special insight. You've been on several teams that were preseason darlings, so to speak, mm-hmm. with a lot of expectations. How do you sort of not let that become a distraction?
I think you just got to go to work every day, you know what I'm saying, with your hard hat on and just knowing that the next day can be the next step on up climbing the mountain. You know, some teams live up to the expectations and some don't, you know, and you just got to know that if you work hard as you can, you can always gonna get your best effort. So
did your time in San Diego help you realize how hard it is to win it all?
Oh, definitely. You know, I've been on teams that were 7-9, 8-8, you know, 13-3, you know, so anybody can be beat on any given Sunday. So it's just one of those things where you have to be ready to go.
And what's the difference to getting over the top?
I don't know. I don't have that Super Bowl ring yet, so I don't know what the difference is. But, you know, I heard a quote one time that says, if you do the same thing over and over again, don't expect different results. So, you know, we did a couple of different things this offseason trying to get ready. So hopefully we'll get different results this year.